I was talking to a young woman that is like a daughter to me, and we were just talking about what it's like to be interceding for someone. There's a lot of times in our lives that something comes up, and I've told people all the time, this happens all the time. I've been in ministry for 30 years, and even when I was really young in ministry, and I started in ministry when I was 22 years old, even when I was really young in ministry at 22, it was kind of funny how many times people would come to me. I didn't know anything. I mean, I just didn't know anything at all. But it was amazing to me how many times people would come and start asking questions or come and start bringing their problems to you, come and start looking for answers. And I learned very early on, I really had no answers in my own mind. In my own wisdom and my own experience, I really had no answers for them. And what I learned all those many years ago, which still holds true today, there's a lot of times that people will come and they'll share their concerns, their burdens, they'll have problems, they won't know what to do. And as they're sitting there talking to you, and you know at some point they're going to finish talking. And when they finish talking, they're looking for you to give them some kind of direction, give them some kind of biblical direction, give them, you know, a word from God, to give them something to encourage them and strengthen them. And you know as soon as they stop talking, that's the expectation that they have for you. And there's so many times that people are in there talking to me, and as they're talking, I'm thinking to myself, I got nothing. I have no idea what to say to this person when they're done talking. And Holy Spirit, you're going to have something, because I have nothing at all. And they'll stop talking, and I know it's my turn to respond, and their eyes are looking at me, and they're waiting for that response, and I've got nothing. But this is what I've always learned. If I just start talking, because I have a love for them, and because I'm allowing the Holy Spirit to use me, if I start talking, once I start moving my lips and just start talking, all of a sudden, the words come. And I'll look back afterwards and think, wow, I never thought that the conversation would have gone there. It's always amazing the things the Holy Spirit shows you, the words that come once you make yourself a tool and once you make yourself as being usable. Once you allow yourself to be used, it's amazing what He does. And so many times I'll sit there and we'll have a great conversation afterwards, and I'll have learned as much just from opening my mouth and letting the Holy Spirit just remind me of things, bring things back to my remembrance, and just the conversation that we have just as the individual sitting there and myself. And I can't think of any one time that I've ever been in a situation where the Holy Spirit didn't show me something, didn't give me something. And the reason I say that this morning is because I'm sure that there's many of you that today are going to have opportunities brought before you. And maybe you think to yourself, you know what, I really don't know what to say to people. I don't have words for that. I don't have wisdom. You know, I didn't go to seminary, or I don't even have a college education. Whatever limitations we put on ourselves and make ourselves feel inadequate, and say, I really have no idea what to do. I'm not comfortable talking to people. I'm not comfortable when people come to me with their problems. Well, here's one of the things that you can be comforted in. Because as a believer in Jesus Christ, you're going to have people coming across your path today, tonight, this week, that just need encouragement, that just need to hear a word of truth and a word of encouragement. And the Holy Spirit will use you if you allow yourself to be used. This is what it says in Isaiah chapter 50, verse number 4. This is from the New King James. Isaiah 50, verse number 4 says, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened up my ear." If we make ourselves usable to God, He will use us. You know, if we start off our morning, and you know, I know you've heard a lot of times a lot of people say the importance of starting off your morning in prayer and starting off your morning in devotions, and I know it's one of those things, yeah, I hear that all the time. I know I probably should. Yeah, but I hear it all the time, and sometimes we hear things so often, it kind of loses its impact. Well, this is, again, a verse saying, you know, here's the prophet Isaiah, God speaking through him. And obviously, clearly, you read through Isaiah, God is speaking through Isaiah. We're still hearing the truth that God spoke through Isaiah. And we still hear it in our lives. You know, we hear it as we look towards end times, but we also hear it as we even hear verses like this and know that it applies to our lives today. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. See, Isaiah knew that the Lord would give him the word. He would give him on his tongue the words of the learned. How did that all take place? Well, you go on through the rest of that verse. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened up my ear. You know what? God wants and is speaking to us all the time, but there is something about listening for God first thing in the morning. It's not that God speaks in the morning and doesn't speak in the afternoon. Of course he does. It's not that God speaks louder in the morning than he does, you know, in the evening. It's not like he's tired because he's speaking to people all day long, so, you know, after 6 o'clock he's not going to speak as much. No, he's speaking to us all the time. It's not that he speaks to us more during the morning than he does at other parts of the day or night. He speaks to us all the time. The difference is, when I get up in the morning, I'm the one that gets to choose my agenda. I'm the one that chooses what are the priorities in my life. I'm the one that gets to set the determination because I got a free will. I'm the one that gets to determine what's the most important thing in my life. What's my hot top priority? What's my highest priority of the day? And if I make the decision, every day that I get up, if I make the decision that says, Lord, you are the most important thing in my day. You're the most important thing in my life. You are my priority. And so before I do anything else, before I turn on the radio, before I turn on the news, before I even speak to my wife, the first thing that I choose to do every morning is spend time with Him, spend time in the Word. So I've made the decision to make Him the priority. So is he talking to me more in the morning than he is during the rest of the day? No, but I do believe he honors when I make that choice to say, you're the top priority. I learn more. I understand more. I get more revelation from God on questions that I have, on things from the Word of God in those first couple hours of the day. Now, whatever I'm reading in the Word that morning, you know, as I'm getting ready the rest of the morning in that quiet time and just thinking about what I read about, he's showing me more. As I'm driving in, I have about a half-hour drive in to get to the station. As I'm driving in, he's showing me more. As I think about and as I meditate on the things of God, he's showing me more. This is the choice that I make in the morning. And if you make that same choice, now you can look at that verse that comes from Isaiah, the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who's weary. You can look at that and you can say, well, yeah, that's Isaiah. That's one of the prophets of God. I'm not Isaiah. I'm just me. Here's the great thing. Because of who you are in Christ, because of the relationship that you have with God the Father through Jesus Christ, all these promises, every word that's in here is a word that you can apply. You can apply to yourself. You can take these promises and you can make them your own. You can insert your name in here. You can say, the Lord God has given me, put your name there, me, the tongue of the learned. You know, you might recoil at that and say, whoa. I'm not learned. I didn't go to Bible college. I haven't spent a lot of time studying. That's not me. You know where Paul learned? Paul got his learning not by going to all the other disciples, not by going to the leaders of the followers of Christ. When he got saved, he separated himself and he let the Holy Spirit teach him. You know what? You are learned. The more time that you spend in the Word and the more time you allow the Lord to reveal himself to you through the Word, the more you allow the Holy Spirit to reveal the truth of this Word to you specifically as it applies to you, to your life, the more that you spend that time and the more you will just spend the time with him, the more learned you become. He will show you things that no other man can. I've been doing the prayer closet for coming up on almost 5 years. And I've been in ministry and teaching for almost 30 years. And you know what? I have men that teach me. And my pastor has been teaching me for over 30 years. And I have my pastor's pastor that has been teaching me also over probably 25 years. I have a lot of people, great men of God, that teach me. But you know what? As great as those men are, the Holy Spirit shows me so much more. I love those men, and I thank God that he's sent those men in my life, and I learn from them. Every time I speak with them, I learn from them. But I learn more from the Holy Spirit. Same thing is true for you. Thank God for those men, and I'm thankful that I have this opportunity to sit here on a daily basis and share words of truth with you and to teach as he teaches me to teach you. I'm very, very humbly appreciative of that opportunity. Thank you, Jesus. But I also know that the Holy Spirit's a far better teacher than I am. And here's something more. The Holy Spirit knows exactly what you need today. Now, he might speak through me, or he might speak through someone else in your life, and he might do that. He would use these airwaves to speak to you directly, and maybe that's even happened in your life. Now, maybe you've listened to other radio stations or other TV stations or TV programs or, you know, people that are just on the air, and you heard something that you knew was for you specifically. And I do believe the Holy Spirit will speak through. But you know what? He's speaking to you directly all the time if I will. As the rest of that verse says, he awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. He awakens me every morning, and he will teach me. I will become learned if I will open up my heart, my ears, my soul to hear him. If I will make that decision every morning to say, my first priority, Jesus, my first priority is you. Above all else, you are my first priority. You will become learned. You will learn from the time in the Word and from the Holy Spirit's teaching. There's people you're going to come across today. God's going to send them to your path. There is no greater feeling. This young woman I was talking to just recently about this, one of the things I said is, there's few things in life that are as fulfilling as knowing that God has used you to impact and to minister and to help someone else. Very few things in life I can think of are as fulfilling as that. And if you haven't had that experience, if you have had that experience and you've had it a lot, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's nothing more fulfilling that I can think of than that. If you haven't had that experience, it's an experience that's waiting for you. Because I'm no better than you are. Your pastor's no better than you are. Billy Graham is no better than you are. Billy Graham spent a lot of time listening to God, learning, waking up in the morning with an ear to be taught as the learned. And so he's heard from the Holy Spirit. He's heard from the teachings directly from Jesus himself. The Lord has spoken to him time and time and time and time and time and time again. And he's become learned. But the same thing is true for you. You can get up and you can hear from the same Holy Spirit that Billy Graham hears from. You know, whatever man of God that you've listened to, or, you know, whatever woman of God that has ever spoken or taught, and you've been able to receive that, and you've learned from that, and you hold them in high esteem and think, wow, it's amazing what God shows them. He'll show you too. Because he wants to be able to use you. He created you to be able to be used to advance his kingdom and for his glory. And you will not feel very many things in life as fulfilling as knowing that he used you specifically to speak to and to minister to somebody else. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned. Don't say that's for somebody else. Believe that's true for you. That is a verse that you can apply, you can adapt, you can make your own. You can take it personally yourself. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned. Why? That I might know how to speak a word in season to him who's weary. There's people that are in your life. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's people at work. Maybe it's people that are just off the street that God brings them to you because he knows he can trust you. Because he knows that you opened up your heart first thing in the morning to listen to him. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. Verse 5, the Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. Whew, those are two good verses. I want to be one that is counted amongst the learned. I want to wake up first thing in the morning and be able to hear his voice, to know that he will teach me and is teaching me. I want to hear his voice. So again, let me say this to you. When you hear that verse that says, the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, you say, no, it's not me. Put your name in there. It is you. It is you if you want it. Do you want to be able to speak a word in season to know what word somebody needs? To give them the freedom and the liberty of Jesus Christ? To see them set free? You know, there's something about when you're talking to somebody and you can all of a sudden see that spiritual light bulb goes boom It goes on. You can see it in their eyes. You can see it in their demeanor. You see it in their body language. You see it on their face. They get it. There's suddenly a revelation that the Holy Spirit has given them. They understand. It's the liberty that comes in Jesus Christ. Wouldn't you love to speak to people and be able to see them? Have that spiritual light bulb go on? I get it. I didn't see it before, but I get it. To see the hope, to see the certainty of their importance to Jesus Christ, to know, for them to know that He loves them and He's with them that day. You won't find anything more satisfying than that as you go through your day today, and it can be you. The Lord has given you the tongue of the learned, that you know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. But now this is where the end of verse 4 and verse 5 come in as importance. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens you every morning. And when he awakens you, he's wanting to see what your choice is going to be. Are you going to choose to listen to him? Or are you going to choose to turn on Fox News or one of the TV morning shows or something else? Even Yes FM. Don't turn on Yes FM until you've listened, until you've taken time with him first. He's your first priority. He's number one. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens your ear to hear as the learned. He's going to teach you things. He awakens you in the morning. He awakens your ear to hear as the learned. He's going to teach you things in the morning. The Lord God has opened up my ear. Now here's the thing. Here's where Isaiah differs from where you and I differ. Or here's where he differs from you and I in most mornings. Isaiah is waking up. He has that expectancy. He knows that as he wakes up, if he attunes his ear, God is there to speak to him and to teach him, to give him the ears of the learned. But he says, the Lord's opened my ear, and verse number 5, I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. Isaiah was not rebellious, nor did he turn away. When you get up in the morning, it's a decision that you can make right then. What is your decision? What's your choice? Because he's wanting to speak to you every morning. Again, he doesn't speak to us more in the morning than he does any other time of the day. He speaks to us all the time if we'll listen. But there's something about the choice that comes from me in the morning when I say, you are the first priority. I'm making you number one. He will give you the ears of the learned, that you will have a word to say in season to those who are weary, those who are hurting, those who need Christ.